Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live sound design lesson, we're building thick string pads for hardcore influence jungle. Think 90s rave emotion, but tight enough to live under fast breaks at around 170 BPM without turning your mix into soup. Before we touch a synth, here's the mindset. In this style, pads don't get to be the main character. They're either an emotional bed that fills the air between snares, or they're a tension layer that feels like a stretched rave stab. Decide which job you want first, because it changes everything: your envelope length, your reverb amount, and how hard you need to duck it under the drums. Alright, let's set the session. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Drop in any break loop you like, ideally something with a snare that really cracks, because we want to design the pad against real drums. Pads always sound massive solo, then the amen comes in and suddenly the pad is masking your snare and eating your headroom. We're not doing that today. Create a new MIDI track and name it PAD Rack. Now we build a layered instrument rack: body, rosin, and air. The whole trick is density plus movement, and then mix discipline. Step 1. The main string body layer with analog. Drop an instrument rack on the PAD Rack track. Inside the rack, add analog and rename that chain body. AW analog, set oscillator 1 to a saw wave, octave at 0, level around 3/4, oscillator 2 also a saw, octave 0, level around 2/3, and detune it somewhere between 8 and 15 cents. That detune is your ensemble thickness, but don't go so far that it becomes obviously out of tune. For the filter, choose a 24 dB low pass. Start with a frequency around 1.2 kHz to 2.5 kHz, but begin lower. Add a little resonance, around 0.15 to 0.25, and then drive the filter by 2 to 5 dB. That drive is sneaky important. It gives you thickness without needing a bunch of extra voices. Now shape the amp envelope. We want a slow, emotional bloom. Set attack around 20 to 60 milliseconds so you avoid a click. Decay around 1.5 to 3 seconds. Sustain down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 10 dB. Release around 1.5 to 4 seconds depending on how washy you want it. Then add some filter movement with the filter envelope. Envelope 2. Set the envelope amount around 20 to 35. Attack around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Decay 1 to 3 seconds. Sustain low anywhere from 0 to 20% and release 1 to 3 seconds. Now hold a D minor chord. Just sit on it for a second. You're listening for warm, slow bloom. If it feels too bright too fast, close the filter or reduce envelope amount. If it feels dull and lifeless, open the filter a touch or increase that envelope amount slightly. Step 2. The rosin layer. This is the layer that makes the pad read like strings on smaller speakers, because it adds bite and presence. Add another chain in the instrument rack and load Waveedable. Rename it Rosin. In Waveedable, set oscillator 1 to basic shapes and move position toward the sawish area, roughly 70 to 90. Oscillator 2 can beat a sine or triangle down 12 semitones, but keep its level low, like 10 to 20%. It's not a sub layer, it's just a little reinforcement. Turn on unison. Set it to classic, 4 to 6 voices, amount around 40 to 60%. Again, we want width, not seasickness. For the filter, pick something smooth like MS2 low pass or OSR low pass. Set filter frequency around 2 to 4 kHz and drive it 2 to 6 dB. Amp envelope here can be slightly snappier. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 1 to 2.5 seconds. Now add subtle motion. Use an LFO to modulate filter frequency with a tiny amount, like 2 to 6%. Rate very slow, around 0.08 to 0.2 Hz. That's the drift that stops the pad from feeling like a static wallpaper. Quick coach move here. Check tuning discipline. When you layer, it's easy to confuse wide with out of tune. Temporarily drop a tuner after the body chain, and then after the rosin chain, and hold a single D note. If you hear beating that feels like the pad can't decide what pitch it is, back off the detune in analog or reduce unison amount in Waveedable. You want lush, not messy. Step 3. The air layer. This is the secret hardcore jungle haze. It's the illusion of old sampling chains, tape dust, and vinyl rooms but controlled. Add a third chain and load simpler. Rename it air. Load a short noise sample. Vinyl noise, room tone, even white noise works. Simpler tends to feel more sampled than a synth noise generator, and that's part of the vibe. Set simpler to classic mode. Turn loop on and set a short loop region so it sustains. Use the filter, LP12, and put it around 3 to 6 kHz so it's not harsh. Amp envelope, attack 30 to 80 milliseconds, release 1 to 2 seconds. Now the most important part. Turn this chain way down, like minus 18 to minus 28 dB. It should be felt more than heard. A good test is mute and unmute. If you suddenly hear obvious hiss, it's too loud. If the pad suddenly feels flatter and less wide when you mute it, you nailed it. Now we glue the whole rack together with processing after the instrument rack. All stock Ableton devices. ADI Q8, Chorus Ensemble, Saturator, Glue Compressor, Hybrid Reverb, and Utility, in that order. Start with EQ8. High pass the pad pretty aggressively, somewhere between 150 and 250 Hz. In drum and bass, that area belongs to your kick, sub, and the body of your snare and bass relationships. If you leave pad lows in, your mix will feel slower and less punchy, even if nothing is clipping. If it's muddy, dip 300 to 500 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. If it's hissy or brittle, add a gentle shelf down above 10 kHz. Next, Chorus Ensemble. This is instant 90s width. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Amount 20 to 40%. Width 120 to 170%. Mix 25 to 45%. If your pad starts feeling like it's behind a moving glass wall, you went too far back down the mix. Then saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Match the output so bypass doesn't trick you. Saturation should feel like density and confidence, not louder and sharper. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is about bedding the pad into the record, not flattening it. Then hybrid reverb. Choose a hall or large room style. Decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the front of the chord stays clearer. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Mix around 10 to 25%. Teacher tip. If you want that huge rave hall but your snare is getting blurred, put the reverb on a return track instead. Then put an EQ8 after the reverb on the return, and roll off lows and low mids more aggressively than you think. The mess zone is often 300 to 800 Hz inside the reverb tail. Finally, utility for width. Set width around 110 to 150%. But don't just set and forget. At some point, you must check mono. Here's a quick mid/side sanity check. After your rack processing, drop another EQ8 and set it to M/S mode. On the side channel, high pass around 250 to 500 Hz. This keeps low mids mostly in the mid channel, so the pad doesn't go hollow in mono, while still letting shimmer and air live on the sides. Now we make it feel hardcore. Chord voicings and rhythm. In D minor, try this progression. D minor add 9, that's D F A E. B flat major 7, B flat D F A. C sus 2, C D G. And A 7 without the fifth. A C-sharp G. That C-sharp is your spicy tension note. It pulls hard back into D minor. Voicing rule. Keep your root out of the low octave. Put your lowest chord note around D3 to A3. Let the bass own the subs. If you play big roots low, you'll fight the res for the sub and you'll lose clarity immediately. Arrangement idea. Bars 1 to 8. Hold long chords with the filter fairly closed. Bars 9 to 16. Automate the filter open slightly and maybe increase the reverb tail. Then add the drop, bar 17, make it drier and duck it harder so the brakes punch. Later, around bar 33 if you're sketching a longer idea, bring the pad back with a higher inversion so it lifts the energy without increasing volume. Now, sidechain. This is non-negotiable at 170. Option is classic compressor sidechain. Add a compressor after glue, or put it before reverb if you want cleaner reverb tails. Enable sidechain and choose your drum bus, or at minimum your kick and snare group. Ratio 3 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Lower threshold until you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. You want the snare to have a window, not for the pad to pump like house music. Option B is a drum and bass trick. Autopan is a volume shaper. Add autopan. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo. Set the rate to 1/4 or 1/8. Amount 10 to 25%, and make the shape more square for a choppier gate. This can mimic that gated pad under brakes vibe without needing any third-party shaper plugins. Now let's build performance control with macros, because jungle is all about movement over time. Open the instrument rack macros and map. Macro 1, tone to both synth filter frequencies. Macro 2, attack to the amp attack on analog and wave eatable. Macro 3, movement to the wave-eatable LFO amount and the chorus amount. Macro 4, width, to chorus width and utility width. Macro 5, grit, to saturator drive. Macro 6, space, to hybrid reverb mix, or better, to your reverb send level if you moved it to a return. Now you can automate like a proper arrangement. Tight and narrow in the drop, wide and floaty in the breakdown. And here's a fun narrative trick. Make the intro wide with a closed filter, then in the pre-drop open the filter a bit, but narrow the stereo width. When the drop hits, bring width back. It's like the track physically opens up. A few common mistakes to avoid while you listen in context with the break. If there's too much low end in the pad, it'll fight the sub and make the whole tune feel slower. High pass more than you think. If reverb is washing the snare, use pre-delay. Filter the reverb return, and consider making a tighter drop version of the pad with less release and less space. If the pad is overwide, you'll get phase issues. Do a mono check by turning utility width down to zero briefly. If the pad disappears, fix it with M/SEQ and by reducing side low mids, not by killing stereo entirely. If it feels static, add subtle filter modulation, tiny pitch drift, or automate tone and space across phrases. And if you're stacking tons of unison voices, it'll sound huge, but it will destroy headroom and mask your breaks. Thickness comes from smart layering and harmonic density, not just voice count. Let's add a couple pro extras quickly. Velocity should be expression, not just volume. Map MIDI velocity to slightly open the filter on both synth layers. Small range. Now chords feel played, not just held. If you want darker, heavier energy, add a tiny pitch drift. In analog, modulate oscillator pitch by a very small amount using a slow LFO, around 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. Subtle. If you notice it, it's too much. And for a really authentic sampled feel, resample the pad to audio. Freeze and flatten, or record a long chord. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to texture and adjust grain size until it gets that old audio memory rasp. Then do tiny automation on clip transpose or even a barely moving utility gain to mimic wow and flutter. Now a quick practice assignment to lock this in. Build the rack as we did. Write an 8-bar progression in D minor using inversions, with no roots below D3. Automate the tone macro close to open across those 8 bars. Automate space to increase in bars 7 and 8, then snap dryer at bar 9 like you're about to drop. Add sidechain so the pad ducks around 3 dB from the drum bus. Then bounce it to audio and do one old school degradation pass, a tiny bit of redux or subtle erosion, reprint it, and compare clean versus degraded. This audio version is shortened for playback.